Our parsha tells us that the judges have to be meticulous to be honest and not accept bribes. The Jerusalem Talmud in Baba Basra and Tractate Baba Basra tells us the following story. That a woman once came to Rabbi Yonasan and she brought him a gift. She brought a basket filled with figs. And the woman obviously thought that he'd be happy with fresh figs that she picked for him. And maybe something good will come of it. Or remember that she was the woman who brought him good figs. Now, the woman said, you know, I just picked the figs and I wanted to bring the rabbi figs. Is it okay if I bring him figs? So the family thought, what's wrong? A woman wants to honor the rabbi, so they let her into the room where Rabbi Yonasan is learning. So the woman comes into the room and she says, Rabbi, I just picked fresh figs. Please, I want you and your family to enjoy the sweet figs I've brought you. And Rabbi Yonatan looked at the woman and he realized he was the rabbi. He was the one who would officiate over any case that would come before him. And if she would ever have a court case and she'd come before him, he'd remember that he got figs from her. And even though it's a minuscule thing, she's just his neighbor who's trying to bring him figs. But he'll never be able to judge her fairly because somewhere in his heart it's going to affect him that he did get sweet figs from this woman. Not only that, what'll happen if she walks out of the house with an empty basket? The other neighbors will see that she walked into his house with a full basket and walked out with an empty basket. Everyone's going to know that she brought him a gift and he accepted it. And then, even if he would say, I don't care about the figs and I won't remember the figs when the court case will come up in 2 years, but my neighbors will remember. My neighbors will remember, oh, that's the woman who brought figs to Rabbi Yonasan. And then they'll all think that that's why I ruled in her favor. So Rabbi Yonasan wasn't even willing to look at the figs. He looked up at her with a sweet look, but very firmly he said, I appreciate your good desire, but I never accept gifts. Please take the basket out of here now. If when you walked in with the basket uncovered, so then when you walk out, I want the basket uncovered too, so that all the neighbors see that what you brought in is what you took out. And if when you walked in, the basket was covered, so then please, when you walk out, ensure that the basket remains covered, because otherwise people will think that when you walked in with piles of gold in the basket, and after you gave me gold, I wanted to give you something back. I gave you figs. So I don't want to leave room for anyone to say anything. So however you walked in with the basket, that's how I want you to walk out with the basket. If when you came in it was uncovered, walk out uncovered. If you came in it was covered, walk out with it covered. And the woman pleaded, but Rabbi Yonasan refused. And this is the level of stringency that a rabbi has held themselves to consistently. If the rabbi was a judge and he would have to officiate on any case, even though the woman wasn't coming to him for a case, but he knew he was the rabbi in town and he would have to officiate. So he never was willing to accept anything that might affect him down the road.